Exercise 10, page 67. Recording 1.
Is everything all right for you, sir?
Actually, no, it's not. Our soup was cold and my wife is still waiting for her main course. It's been nearly an hour.
Oh, dear. I'll just go into the kitchen and check what's happening with your order. It was a well-done steak, wasn't it?
No, grilled lamb chops. And while you're at it, tell the chef I ordered green beans, not peas.
I'm so sorry. I'll take them back and bring you some green beans at once.
Never mind. You needn't bother. Can you just bring my wife's lamb chops? The people at the next table came in after us and they've already paid their bill and left. It's absolutely disgraceful.
Recording 2.
Today's recipe is for iced frappe coffee. It's my customers' favourite coffee, after I've served them a traditional Greek meal. According to historians, it was invented as recently as 1957 in Thessaloniki, northern Greece. A salesman at the International Trade Fair had no hot water to make coffee, so he made it cold in a shaker instead. Following his recipe, place 1 teaspoon of instant coffee in a tall glass, adding a little water and sugar to taste. Mix with an electric drinks mixer until foamy. Then add 3 to 4 ice cubes, milk if desired, and iced water to fill the glass. The top of the frappe should have a layer of froth. Serve with a straw and enjoy.
Recording 3.
While we're on the subject of healthy eating, Dr. Simmons, can you advise us about our meat consumption?
Meat should be eaten 2 or 3 times a week, not 2 or 3 times a day. So many people will eat bacon for breakfast, a chicken sandwich for lunch, then a steak for dinner. All nutritionists agree this is far too much.
Can you be a little more specific?
The recommended daily maximum for meat consumption is 100 grams. Some experts think even this is too much. They say 80 grams is a more realistic figure if we really care about our health. We're talking about a piece of meat the size of a deck of playing cards.
That's a tiny amount.
Yes, it is. For me, fish is the most satisfactory option if you want to avoid meat, as it's rich in protein and low in fat. But many vegetarians will tell you eggs and beans are pretty good meat substitutes too, for the same reasons.
Dr. Simmons, thank you.